Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1, "And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you but Jesus Christ and Him crucified." What exactly does Paul mean when he says, "I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified"? Does this mean that when he came into Corinth, that the only thing he talked about was the death of Jesus? Did he only preach sermons that centered on the crucifixion of Christ? Is that what we are to do? I don't think that's what Paul meant when he decided to know nothing among the Corinthians except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. We will later learn that Paul taught the whole counsel of God to the Corinthians. And we also know that his first priority was this gospel message. But he could have preached an extremely biblical gospel, but done it with pizzazz, and he would have been falling into the trap of worldly wisdom. He also could have preached and taught a pure gospel and done it with a false humility as a back doorway to get the spotlight on himself. So Paul must be talking about something more. The foundation of his life and ministry must be something more than just saying or preaching the right words. He is saying more than, "I'm only going to say these words." What Paul wants to show in this chapter is that the reason there is so much pride and boasting and division at Corinth is that they are not letting the cross have its crucifying effect on their lives. They think they have advanced beyond the cross. The cross may have been necessary to get them over the problem of sin, but now they are filled and they are rich and they are wise and they are strong with the wisdom of the world. They are kings in their own eyes. But Paul's exclusive decision was to look at all the options on the table about how he could approach his life and ministry, to look at what could be the basis, the foundation of his life, and everything that entails, and all the decisions that come to him in his life and ministry. He could go the way of combining a little bit of the old covenant system with the sacrifices and the priesthood and combine that to the gospel. He could go the way of adding a bit of the world's wisdom to the living of his Christian life, his management of time, his approach to ministry, his finances. And you have the same decision to make every day of your life. And what Paul does is he moves everything off of the table and sends it crashing to the floor, except for one option, and that is Christ crucified. He will live his life based upon the gospel, the good news of a crucified and risen Savior. Today, when you pray, please pray for our Creative Access missionaries in India. And also remember the Cebuano Life Word broadcast that's heard in the Philippines.